International Bible Studies. Lesson for December 8, 2024. God's promise to David. Key verse, Thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee, thy throne shall be established forever. 2 Samuel 7 verse 16. Selected scripture. 2 Samuel 7 verse 1 through 17. Throughout the Old Testament, God frequently made promises to individuals or groups. Today's key verse is God's promise that David's kingly lineage would endure forever. This statement would have expressed a message of hope and assurance to the Israelites in a time of political turmoil and uncertainty. Bible symbolism also plays a significant role in this verse. The mention of David's house and a kingdom is not merely a reference to physical structures and political power, but more importantly, it refers to the preservation of God's people and the establishment of a lasting line of rulership. This serves as a testimony to God's faithfulness and his commitment to uphold his promise made to David. The additional symbol of the throne signifies the authority granted to David and his descendants for the establishment of a righteous and just rule. Today's selected scripture passage gives important context and meaning to this promise. Prior to this, we are told of David's desire to build for God a permanent house for the Ark of the Covenant. When David tells the prophet Nathan of his desire, Nathan says, Go, do all that is in thine heart, for the Lord is with thee. 2 Samuel 7 verse 1 through 3. That very night God made it clear that both David and Nathan were mistaken. Nathan had spoken as a godly man in his private judgment, not in his role of prophet. As well-intentioned as he and David might have been, God had never needed nor asked for a magnificent house of cedar. Verses 4 through 7. Here is a great lesson for God's people. There may be things we want to give God but are prevented from doing so. God can do his work without us if he so chooses. Nevertheless, he wants us to have a giving attitude because the mindset of giving to the Lord is good for us. God had no need whatsoever to dwell in a temple, but a temple could be a place where people were reminded of God's glory and the need to worship and glorify him. Thus he authorized a temple to be built, but it would not be in David's lifetime. Verses 10 through 12. All of these events foreshadow the arrival of Jesus Christ, called the Son of David. Matthew 21 verse 9, Luke 1 verse 32, Romans 1 verse 3. This promise God made to David to establish an everlasting kingdom through his seed is beautifully expressed in the Message translation of 2 Samuel 7 verse 12 through 16. God has this message for you. God himself will build you a house. When your life is complete and you're buried with your ancestors, then I'll raise up your child, your own flesh and blood, to succeed you, and I'll firmly establish his rule. He will build a house to honor me, and I will guarantee his kingdom's rule permanently. I'll never remove my gracious love from him. Your family and your kingdom are permanently secured. I'm keeping my eye on them. And your royal throne will always be there, rock solid. 2 Samuel 7 verse 12 through 16. These words hold immense significance within the biblical narrative, particularly in its promise of a lasting kingdom for David and his descendants, as it foreshadows the arrival of Jesus Christ. Thus, our lesson serves as a powerful testament to God's faithfulness and his commitment to fulfill his promises to his people.